Let's begin our second installment of Yoredeya Topics. Last week we spoke about the physical proximity between meat and milk, and we spoke about the milchic bread issue. Somebody, was this before last week or after? No, I think it was since then. Somebody asked me at the wedding I just mentioned. Somebody asked me at the wedding, like during the chuppah. I was in the back and they walked in, like, Rabbi, can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure. He's like, if somebody made bread, but they didn't use water, they used yogurt, would you wash on that? That was the question. I said, let's go back a step. Was it like milchic yogurt? They're like, yeah. They're like, I'm not sure if you were allowed to make it. You know, forget what bracha you make on it. You know, he's like, well, it's been made already. So now what do we do? So I said, could you cut it into little things and eat it like cake? And I said, don't be kovei asud on it. And but again, it comes up. Some people are not aware about that halacha that we mentioned last week. But that was physical proximity and the idea of milchic bread. So number two, we're going to talk about the most common issue, and that is not the most common. One of the most common issues that is between waiting between places for milchics. I hope next week to talk about this one I touched on a year or two ago. I never gave a shiur recently about the ovens. About the one oven, two ovens, how do you cook milchiks and fleishiks and fleishiks and milchiks, which is very lemaisa, and one has to know those halachas. And a couple of other related issues that hopefully we will get into. But let's talk today about fleishiks and milchiks. On the front page you have just the Shulchan Aruch. That's the one page of the Shulchan Aruch about this issue, so we're going to keep referring back to that. But now let's first look, where does this come up in the Gemara? Why are there so many different opinions about how long one waits? We've all heard 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, into the six. Like, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says very little, and that's why it's so unclear. The Gemara says a story. This whole halacha is based on a story in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kufay, where the Gemara quotes from Mar Ukva, Chulin Kufay Amar Aleph. Anola Hamilsa, regarding this thing, says Mar Ukva. And remember, Mar Ukva was one of the G'dolei Amoraim. Remember, he jumped into the oven with his wife because he didn't want the Ani to see who he was, and he went onto his wife's toes, and his wife's feet didn't get burned, and his feet were burning. Mar Ukva was major. Gemara Ksubis. But anyway, here, I know Mar Ukva. I know La Milsa Chala Bar Chamer L'Gabriyaba. In this regard, I'm like vinegar. My father's like wine, but I'm only like vinegar. I'm not on his level. Why? Diluai Abba, my father, Kiaviyachal Bistro Ha'idna, when my father would eat meat today, Lohaviyachal Gvina, the Machar Adhashta. He would wait 24 hours before eating milk. That's my father, says Mar Ukva. He was a big tzaddik. I'm not on that level, so I don't wait 24 hours. Diluana, Bahasudasa Hudulachilna. I just don't eat it in the same meal. Usudasa Achrita Achilna. In the next meal, I do eat it. That's all the Gemara says. So just one Dvar Musar, to be Yotzei, our Musar of the Shir, right? I heard this many years ago. Probably, I think I mentioned the story before. I heard it probably about 30 years ago from Rav Shechter in the name of the Bali Musar. And I remember after the Shir, I asked him, what Bali Musar? He's like, the Bali Musar. And 10 years after that, I found it from Rav Sternbach in Sefer Tava Das in the name of the G'dolei HaMusar. So it's the same people that are saying the same thing. But anyway, so what's Mar Ukva? Does Mar Ukva think that this is a good thing to do, to wait 24 hours? So why didn't he wait 24 hours? What, Mar Ukva like wanted the ice cream so badly, so he couldn't wait? This is Mar Ukva, right? There are nisim and the flows that happened to Mar Ukva. So why didn't he wait then if he thought it was appropriate? So Rav Sternbach again quotes these G'dolei HaMusar that he didn't feel that Chumrah behavior was appropriate for where he was up to in life. Whenever somebody accepts upon themselves a behavior, a chumrah, whatever it might be, one has to make sure that it fits with the rest of my avodas Hashem. If I'm having trouble speaking lashon hara and having kavanah in brachas and waking up my roommates and not losing patience, and if I'm working all these things that we're all working on, then I probably shouldn't wake up for tikkun chatzos every night and cry about the Beis HaMikdash. That's not where we're up to. Again, it's a wonderful thing, but get there. And we have to know, everything has to fit step by step going up the ladder of Avodas Hashem. So one should, that's what Mar Ukva, even the greatness of Mar Ukva, he felt that waiting 24 hours between meat and milk would not be what he should be doing. Okay, and then that's related to other things as well. So what does this mean for us? So again, the Gemara says, next meal. That's all the Gemara says about how long you have to wait. So how much time is that? So that's why it's so unclear in the Rishonim, because the Rishonim discussed, what does it mean? What did Marufa mean by the next meal? So Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos there in Chulin Kuf Dalet, Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish v'chein halachas gedolos, da'ochal basar asal lechol gvina hainu, below netila v'kinuach. If you don't wash your mouth out, and if you don't wash your hands, because you still have sticky, meaty, fatty stuff on your hands, that's the problem. Avo benetila v'kinuach shari. Mutter, you don't have to wait at all, according to Rabbeinu Tam. The problem was, Mar Ukva, he didn't have a paper towel, and he didn't have any water. He couldn't wash his mouth out. He couldn't wash his hands. That's why he couldn't eat right away. Well, Mar Ukva, de lo achal atzuda achriti, hainu, below netila v'kinuach. Inami machmir alasmer, even he was being machmir. But Rabbeinu Tam says that really there is no minimum time limit. Tosfos there also, Daf Kufei, and the next Daf says, L'sudas achrino, la b'sudas ashragin lasos achas achas vachas arvis, afilu la'alter, even if it's a meal right away. Im silek ashochon ubirech mutu, delo plug rabbani, have a separate meal, but you can have it right away. So according to this approach, according to the first opinion, it just means not the same meal. Not the same meal. Different meal, you know, is fine. Just not together. And again, this is all in the world of Drabanans, remember? Because Basar V'chalav D'oraisa is only if it's cooked together. If it's cooked together, eating, pleasure, and cooking, right? The three Yisurim. But Rov Rishonim do not say this. Rov Rishonim do not say this. Rov Rishonim say 6 hours. And that is why if, let's say, one has a ger, somebody converts and they say, what should I do? I don't have a family custom. My family custom is to eat basar v'chalav, right? So what do I do? So the psaki is 6 hours, because that's what Rov HaPoskim say. The Rambam has a famous extra letter in the Rambam, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. The Rambam in source number 5, Mishachal basar v'tchila, bein basar behema, bein basar of, right? Doesn't matter for us, meat or chicken. Lo yochal achrav chalav ashiya b'neyem, Kidei Shir Seuda Acheres Vuhu Kimo Sheshos. Like 6 hours. Other Rishonim, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what Rov Rishonim, the Rush in Meseches Chulin, also you have that in source number 6. The Rambam says a form of 6 hours. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, just in case we were unclear what the Rambam means by ki, the Shulchan Aruch takes out the ki. And just says, back on the first page, Achal basar afilu shachai v'of. And this is very unusual, because the Shulchan Aruch Kimat always quotes the Rambam verbatim. Exactly. Right, he does, even if he has problems with it, he'll quote the Rambam verbatim. And here the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yochel min acharav ashiyeshe sheishos. No kamo. Right, 6 hours. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Ramah, quotes like Tosfos, but adds to wait an hour. That might be Kabbalistic. The Gros says maybe it's a Zohar, but that's what the Rama says. If you look in the Rama, Ladiach beishor minay tzurich lahavdeh sheishos rak miyad im silek ubirech birchas amazon mutar dekiduch behadacha. He quotes the Shita of Tosfos that right away. V'minag apajim yosei lahavdeh nachar achilas baser shoachas. The minag in the Rama's place, right, what's known as the Dutch minag today, was to wait an hour. V'yochla nachar kakvina. Miyu, he says you have to bench in between, you have to make it a separate meal. At the end of the Ramah, he adds, V'yesh medaktikim lahamtim sheishos achar echilas basar l'gvina. There are those that are medaktik to wait 6 hours. V'chein nachon lasos. And that's what one should do. So the Shulchan Aruch only quotes that opinion. The Ramah quotes a couple of opinions, but then says, V'chein nachon lasos on the 6 hours. And then if you look in the Shach here in Sif Katan Ches, quoting the Marshal, the Kain Roy Lasos Lakom Mishi Yeshbo Reach Torah. If you have any Reach Torah, you wait 6 hours, says the Shach, in the name of the Marshal. Either way, this is the minug of 6 hours. Where does the minug of 3 hours come from? There's much more basis in the Rishonim for 1 hour than for 3 hours. So you might think, oh, 1 hour, they're so makel. Right, but there's much more basis for 3 hours. We'll get to that in a second. But first, while we're on the page, if you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel on the bottom, it's an obvious point, but we'll mention it. In this area of halacha, we're back on the bottom of the first page, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva was 1800s. He collects all the achronim from the time of the Nosei Kelim, which is 1600s, to him, 1800s, all the Notabi Hudas, the Sam Sofers. He goes through all the Tshuvas and quotes the quote-unquote important ones and important lines of the important ones for us. So it's a really great cheat, makar, but it's he's godless. You can't learn the Shulchan Aruch without the Pesachei Tshuva. So the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Maharit that it's not Sho'os Zmanios that we're talking about here. It's not halachic hours. It's real hours. Doesn't matter if it's the winter or the summer. In the summer when the hour is more than 60 minutes, and in the winter when the hour is less than 60 minutes, that's not what's being discussed here, all of these hours. It's real hours. So that's the ha'ara of the Pesachei Tshuva. Okay. So we mentioned that the Dutch way 1 hour, the 6 hour gives the majority of the Rishonim. Where does into the six? Some people do that. Into the six, or 5:31. So that probably comes from that Rambam, the Ki Sheishos, right? Like Sheishos. But you know, it's not something that the Shulchan Aruch agreed with, right? The Shulchan Aruch thought that I'm going to take out the Ki because I don't want anybody to get confused with that. But there is some evidence. If you look in the Magen Avos, the Magen Avos is a sefer of the Meiri to defend old classic Minhagim. So if you look in source number 11, I gave you the Pesachei Tshuva again in source 8. So source number 11, Vana Machmirin, this is a Rishon talking. Remember, the Meiri. Vana Machmirin, Ad Sheyisha Sheishos O Chamesh. Kishir Shevein Suda Lesuda, Kedina Amar Bivasar Behema. So he quotes the idea of 5. So this is already, you see a little crack in the armor of 6 hours. And one cannot be more mako than their family tradition. But if there's a family tradition that one has, you know, then one could follow that family tradition. If one has a family tradition of 1 hour, they can wait 1 hour. Family tradition of into the six, they can wait into the six. If you look in Rav Avadya, Rav Avadya has an interesting suggestion in source number 12. Rav Avadya says, "Velule demistafina, if I weren't nervous to say," that always means the posik is about to say something mechudash. Hava mina shem chaser mishay shows pachos mechatsi shah mutar avlik dolim. I would think 5.5 is enough. Why? Because the Rambam says kemoshe shows. Ubizmanim harishonim lohaya mora shows matzoi. They didn't have watches in the olden days, right? With exact time at the tone will be exactly 4:10. Beep. Right. And listen to the news and. They don't have that. They weren't so exact. They had sundials. They had, you know, pretty close. And therefore, they were makol by estimation. Via dua, and we know from Gemara that samuch is always half hour, right? Samuch lamincha is always a half an hour before mincha. Samuch lachashecha. So via dua, the kol to chatzisho chashav samuch. So maybe that's why yesh lahakal b'toch chatzisho smucha l'sheishos. Within six, with right 5.5, and more than 5.5, one can be mako beikaron. Rav Avadya says I'd rather not, but that's where it comes from. Mio lemaisa yesh lahachmer bazeh, says Rav Avadya. That's his suggestion. Rabbi Forrest in his sefer on kashrus cannot believe this. He says for sure not. He says if you know for sure, so then you can't be mako. In the days of old, okay, they weren't sure, so. With it. They didn't know Dafka that it was only 5.5, and then they said, okay, we can be Mako. You're right. Sometimes we get messed up and we make mistakes within a half an hour. And that's why it's Samuch is already considered half hour. But Lachadchila, if one knows that it has not been 6 hours, then a Rav Forrest assumes that that cannot be compared. While the case can be made that one who approximates Meideri, this cannot be compared to one who knows that only 5.5 hours have passed, and therefore one shouldn't be. One shouldn't rely on that. But either way, this is another shita. So we have 1 hour that's in the Rama. We have 6 hours that's in the that's also in the Rama, but it's the only one in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's in the Shach. We have into the six some type of application of the Rambam's Kishe shows or Rav Avadya or the Meiri, something like that. And then one has the 3 hours. The 3 hours is the least in the sources, but there are some early Achronim that have it. Right, maybe it's one or two collector items or a Rishonim. Somebody once sent me an article about they found it in this Rishon and that Rishon, which are not the more run-of-the-mill. But the Darkei Tshuva, which is the early Munkacha Rebbe on Shulchan Aruch, he quotes a number of Achronim related to this. And again, it all connects to how much time is there between meals. Because all the Gemara says is between meals. So on a winter day, how long were the time between the meals for them? They didn't work when it was nighttime, so they woke up, they probably worked early in the morning, they had a meal at 10, and then they had a meal at, I don't know, a couple hours later, and the where you, so that's where it probably came from and stretched from. But again, if one has that custom, then one can follow that custom. Somebody wants to ask me, is there a lachatchila to switch to 6? I said, I'm not forcing. If somebody feels that this will help their avodas Hashem, and you know they'll bring them closer to Hashem, then fine. If they're just feeling guilty, they don't have to feel guilty. They don't have to feel guilty. If somebody has the minhag of 3 hours, and for some reason, I don't know, more in England, I think the minhag of 3 hours is very common. And in America, it's not as common except for Yekis. But that's just the way at where the minhagim have developed. But if, whatever one's family minhag is, and it has basis. It's not that just my father decided that he wants to do this. That's not called a family custom. Right? It means it goes back, you know, generations. So then that would be a minhag. Yeah?
So if it's all based on the time between Sukkot, why not be Shalos Manos?
Because Chazal weren't koveya yet Hashos Manios. Chazal made the din as a clear-cut time period. Yeah.
So then, why don't we do something more like that? Like, why doesn't the halacha reflect?
We don't change the halacha. The halacha was created then, and we apply it. We don't. You know, whatever the reason is. You know, what if I have 12 hours between my meals? I'm not going to wait 12 hours between meat and milk. And if I only have 2 hours, Chazal, you know, created a certain framework at that time, and that's how we go by that framework.
The Gemara in shape, like when I'm,
we don't paskin based on the Gemara. The Rishonim understand the Gemara in a certain way. So once they understood it that way, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, that's it.
Okay.
Right, nothing to what? Okay, so Sheilos Lamaisa. Lamaisa, yeah. The Ramah says Yesh. That's Nachon. Ramah says nachon to do that. Yeah, he quotes the minhag of 1 hour, but then he says there are those that wait 6 hours, and one should do that. He does quote that the minhag at his place was 1 hour. Ramah does quote that, but he says it's better. Okay, all the lamaisa shailas. Let's go through now. The tour. Let's go to the next page. It's not numbered. But Rashi, the Rambam, and the Tur. The Tur points out a machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, on the next page, where it says Isur Drabanan Beis on top. The Tur points out a machlokas, Rashi, Rambam. What is the nature of this Isur? Why did Chazal create this Isur Drabanan of waiting meat after milk? Let's say, I'll ask this question. Why not meat after milk? Why only milk after meat? Right? Why is it only in one direction? So that's a machlokas, Rashi, and the Rambam. Rashi says, why? Because meat is very fatty, and the flavor lingers. The flavor lingers in your mouth for a long time. So Chazal wanted, again, it's all Rabbanan, Chazal wanted to aser, create this separation. Rashi says, aser lechol gvina, mishum debasar motzi shuman, it's very fatty, v'hu nidbak bepeh. It stays in the palate, to ma'arich betamo. It stays for a long time. That's Rashi. The Rambam, that's a different shot. Rambam says, no. Why is after meat? Because meat gets stuck in your teeth. Talking about steak, I guess. Right? I guess they didn't have good floss in those days. Right? So there's meat in the teeth and it stays there. And therefore, Chazal wanted to create a separation between the meat and the milk. And therefore, they asked. The Torah says there's two nafkaminas based on Rashi and the Rambam, and we should be machmir in both of them. What happens if somebody chewed up meat and then spit it out? It happens sometimes, right? We don't want to become phlegic. We're chewing something and then we realize we're like, oh, we like wash our mouth out 4 times, right? So is that going to be good enough? How long was it in your mouth? But so if I chewed it and then I spit it out, one case, or what happens if I find meat stuck in my teeth after 6 hours? Do I have to take it out? It doesn't make you phlegic. I was asked that question once or twice. If I find meat 4.5 hours after, does my 6 hours start from then? So, no, it does not. But once you take it out. So the Torah says, let's see. Right, generally, 6 hours between meals. Even if you waited the 6 hours, you got to take it out. Because according to the Rambam, right, that the whole point is to prevent the the meat getting a bit between your teeth. Ubetoch hazman afilu ein basar ben shinayim aser lefisha basar mosi shuman. But even before that time, right? Even if there's no meat between your teeth, right? There's this flavor. Umoshech tamad zvan aruch, and it stays a long time. The palate. Ulefize atam. According to this reason about the palate. Imloach lo elisha laso latinok ein tzorach lahamtin. The Torah assumes that if you just chew it, then you spit it out, you chew it, you get to make it, let's say, softer for a child. So then you don't have to wait because it doesn't stay in your palate. It doesn't go to the back of your throat and stay there. You're just chewing it and it's spitting it right out. So according to Rashi, you would not have to wait. Tekivan shalo achlo eno motzi tam, because you didn't eat it. About Rambam, but according to the Rambam, nasinam l'shia mishum basar ben hashinayim. Even if I chew it, I could get some of the meat stuck in my teeth. And therefore, according to the Rambam, even if I spit it out, you'd have to still wait. Ulafi dvarav, but after the Rambam, lachar shashor kashir, mutar afilu nishar basar ben hashinayim. But according to the Rambam says 6 hours is the cutoff. Mashma that after that time we're not worried. Even if there's meat stuck between your teeth, so then I don't have to worry about that for the Rambam. But according to Rashi, maybe it would be still a problem because there's still a taste that might linger, and therefore he says to lechos b'chumrish teatzamim, one should be machmir. That's a serious shaila that's been asked about chewing it and then sticking it out, spitting it out. Okay, number one. No, that's number one and number two. Number three, nafkamina issue number three, a chole. So if somebody is ill and they need the milk, a child. Or whatever reason, the Chassam Sofer, the Pisgei Tshuva, of course, the Chassam Sofer is the same one we saw before. That again, if you wait an hour, then Meikar Adin, you know, you're going like that sheet. That's the most makel opinion, but you're okay. Chol Ashosim Meichal the Raposo Afilu Rak Chol Exas Ein Sorach Lamtin Achrochilas Basar Yoser Misha. Right, so if you wait an hour, it is okay for a chole. You know, we should never be in that situation. What about a child? What about a child? Rav Avadia discusses. This comes up. Sometimes children don't want to wait. Or how much do we have to be mechanich them? There's katan shalo yigia lechinuch, and there's a katan sheyigia lechinuch as they get older. So mekanim yishmakom lomer deefshel lahakel. And he quotes the machlokas haposkim whether giving, we have to make sure we are careful what we give to katanim, and if a katan is eating something, do we have to stop him? So he says. Maybe because this whole discussion is shari b'machlokes, so it's only a derabanan, and there's a suffix about a derabanan. One could be meko about a katan svek sveka, but either way, we try little by little to try to help a katan get into the frame of mind of waiting. And therefore, if you look, just turn the page. Rabbi Forrest in his sefer quotes different ages. A baby doesn't have to wait at all. Right, an infant, one need not wait 6 hours. A child of this age is too frail to delay milk, drinking milk, v'chulu. A young child, let's say, older than three, between three and six. So, wait a little bit. Wait an hour if you could wait. An older child, from six, above six, should really wait. This Motzei Shabbos, past Motzei Shabbos. So in the winter, it's tough, because like right after Shabbos, you want the ice cream and the pizza. And like in the winter time, you know, you're not milchik yet. For those of us who wait 6 hours, right? So it's like, oh, come on, when did we finish eating? Oh, it's 5:30. Is that good enough? All these bargaining, the bargaining of how old is it? So then the story happened. Okay, fine. They're like, oh, are you just saying that? I said, yeah, I'm just saying that. Yeah, I don't really mean it, but you have to know the child. You have to know how much this would cause angst and. Feelings about halacha and what they're up to. So one should try to do what one can. What happens if, let's go turn the page and go to Rav Avadia and Chavadas. This goes into another shiur that maybe we could have one time. Top 10 halachic misconceptions. Right? What happens if somebody's fleishik and they forgot and they had a little bit of milchiks? So there are those out there that think, okay, I'm milchik, I'm done. It's like breaking your fast. You know, okay, I'm eating now so I could, even on a fast day, we're not supposed to like eat a lot. If we have to break our fast, we break our fast. You know, but milchik, so something, okay, now I'm done, I'm milchik, I had ice cream. So that's not true. Somebody ate milchiks by accident, so then they're still milchik. They're still fleishik. But, right, mishach al basar, v'al pi din tzorach l'shal sheishos, k'de shiyem mutter machal echalaf. Akaver shashachach ubirich, right? The shaila that Rav Avadia has is even more fascinating. He remembered that he's fleishik after he made the bracha. Shakol ni'ebed varo, I have the ice cream on my spoon, and it's heading towards my mouth. I make the bracha, and then I remember I'm fleishik. Now what do I do? So you would think, of course, just say baruch shem kavod and finished, and don't eat it. That's what one would think. Very surprising. Maybe not. Because after all, Rav Avadya goes through the whole tshuva here. I'm not reading everything inside. I have to run to a wedding soon. But Rav Avadya discusses, saying a bracha she'ein etzricha could be an iser daraisa. Eating milchiks after eating fleishiks, especially if it's already been an hour, at most it's a derabanan, maybe it's only a minhag, and according to some, it's even mutter now. This is a great tshuva. Feel free to go through the lumdis about the derabanans and about I give you the whole tshuva because it's very lumdish and it's classic Rav Avadya. There's a machlokas about bracha levatala, and then there's a machlokas about do you make a bracha on a devar iser, right? If you can eat not kosher, but you want to make a bracha, do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? Is this really not kosher? It's just about waiting too long. So it says towards the bottom. He says maybe you have a spek speka. Maybe the halacha is that it's mutter to eat right now, right? And even if it's not mutter to eat, maybe you can make a bracha on a devar iser, and therefore Rav Avadya is noted to say, and he continues going back and forth, he's noted to say, take a little taste. Take a little taste in that circumstance. Doesn't mean you could have the whole spoon. Take a little taste, enough to be yotzei your bracha rishona, so it's not a bracha she'en etzrich, it's not a bracha levatala. And that's what he paskins at the end. And in that way, one would be able to, have your... You can't do it l'chadchila. If you did it knowing this Rav Avadya and you just want to, like, violate a little bit, I would say, can't have any. And say Baruch Shem or say Lamdeni Chukecha, and one wouldn't be able to take part in that. But that is the Rav Avadya's tshuva. Yeah?
In terms of a child or a cholah, would they make a bracha?
Yes. It would make a bracha. If you're allowed to, you make a bracha. Yeah.
I'm not sure this is a specific child to the case of Avadya or just in general for a bracha shenu tzricha. Could he then just like have a drink of water or something?
If you had it in mind, you could take a drink of water. But if you didn't have it in mind, you only had this ice cream in mind, you didn't have anything else in mind, then you can't. What happens if you're besafik? Yeah.
What is to say that you must make a both rashi and...
What? But with still, it's Durabanan doesn't mean we're makel about every machlokas rishonim. You know, it's machlokas rishonim about the din. That's not a suffix. That's just we're not sure it's a machlokas. What if you're not sure how much time has passed? You're really not sure. I'm not sure when I finished the fleishiks. You know, maybe it was this time, maybe it was that time. So the Badi HaShulchan writes, so then one can be makel if it could be 6 hours. That's a Savi Durabanan, Savi Durabanan Lakula. So if one thinks, and this comes up, right, im suffik lo im kfar abru she shows yesha kasa lahachmir. Something is machmir. Avagad avitoy drabanan, but shani haches davar sheish lo matirin. But he says yesha kasa lahakel. There's an interesting question that's dealt with by the poskim, and this is probably just a teenage boy question. Does a shenas keva substitute for 6 hours? Because I've been asked to Shaila, in camp mostly. You have a 3 o'clock in the morning barbecue, and then you wake up 4 hours later, and you dive and you want to have a cup of coffee. It's not 6 hours since you last had fleishiks. So does digestion change? Does that take the place? So there is a story. There's a story quoted about the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer paskin that, yes, Shenas Keva takes the place and digestion goes faster during sleep, and therefore you don't have to wait 6 hours. And the story goes that he woke up in the morning after giving this sock and poured himself a piping hot cup of coffee, and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a simim in Hashemayim, that maybe my psak was not meant to be, and inappropriate, and therefore he took back his psak. There are a number of stories like that. And the way that, you know, one might say, it's not just a simim, I must be wrong, the way that a Lipfish way of looking at those stories would be, he took it as a simim to re-research the sugya. And when he re-researched the sugya, so then it came out that, you know, what I said wasn't correct. So there is a simim in Hashemayim, but it wasn't like, okay, I'll There are stories in the Rishonim about this. There's a story in the Hagos HaShri in Avodah Zarah that one of the Rishonim matted a certain barbuta, I think it was called, like a fish or a, sometimes I think it was a fish. They matted it, they said it's mutter, and that night he had a dream that he was a waiter in a restaurant, and he was carrying a tray, and he put the tray down in front of some people in the restaurant, and he was serving them shrutzim. And he like woke up in a start and sweat, he's like, oh my, and he woke up and he assered the barbuta. He said, I must be wrong, I must be a simon ha-shamayim. So again, all of these stories are similar, but Chacham Sofer took it back, and Lamaisa, we don't paskin any kulas. We don't pass in any coolers. Sleep does not take the place of 6 hours. One has to wait 6 hours, even if one had a late night fleishik meal. What about nisbashel bakli basar? Right, that's the old D-E or M-E, right? Cooked in a meat kli. If the meat was clean, if the kli was clean, that does not make a person fleishik. That does not make a person fleishik if it's just cooked in a meat clean. No need to wait, right? Even if the shach says, even if it wasn't perfectly clean, but it's good enough. This is all meat and then milk. What about milk and then meat? So generally, we assume there's no issue. You just have to rinse right after having chocolate, right after having some chocolate, you can rinse your mouth out and have fleishiks. That is meikar. Somebody could have cheesecake as the first course on Shavuos, and then wash your mouth out and clean off the plates, and then have fleishiks. There are exceptions to the rule of certain hard cheeses. There are lists on the internet about which hard cheeses you have to wait 6 hours for. Generally, any cheese that you could buy in a regular supermarket is not fancy hard cheese, and you don't have to wait. If you have to go to one of these special fancy cheese and wine stores, so then you get into certain issues like hard Swiss type of cheese. And then one might have to wait. Certain types of cheese, one has to wait 6 hours, but generally not. Yeah.
For a meat equipment, as we put it, could you have it at the same time? Or could you have a glass of milk along with?
You shouldn't eat it mamish together. You could eat it one after another. In general, you don't have to wait at all.
Do you have to rinse your mouth out, though?
No. Yeah.
Okay, now somebody would wait half an hour between them.
Okay. That's probably just a personal acceptance, like a midas chasidus. That's probably not meikar hadin. But that's in terms of fleishiks and milchiks. There is an issue of, maybe we'll get to, that... Maybe we'll talk about meat and fish. Let me have the shiur about meat and fish. That's or fish and meat, and then we'll talk fish and milk, right? For those svarnim amongst us. Maybe we'll get to that also. But again, this is just generally fleishiks and milchiks. Hashem, next week either we'll do the fish and meat, or maybe we'll do the ovens, because I want to make sure to have that shiur. Okay, we'll stop here.